Do you love the Father Matters show? Did you know you can find us on Facebook or fathermatters.org? Or if you miss us Saturday night, you can find us on blogtalk.com or soundcloud.com. And if you want to contact us directly, you can always call 602-774-3298. That's 602-774-3298 for Father Matters. This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
And like kind of what you were saying, it's like we're going through different things and people are trying to make things happen, you know, and then you got the holidays coming up. You know, people are kind of going through some stuff. Okay. You know what I mean? Oh, there's the red light. Jeremy's got the red light on. Oh, now we're live. Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us today. If you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener supported, and all Father Matters programs and services are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. We are live. We're at the Father Matters headquarters, and I got my dear friend here, Monica Williams, from Change Today Ministry. And Monica, before we even get started, I'm gonna let you know something. I got some dates here. You was on the show last year, December 23rd, and we were talking about changing your life goals. Mm-hmm. The show was phenomenal. It was great. I re-aired that show March 20th. I'm reading this right here. March 20th, we re-aired the show. We got a lot of calls and emails, and people were like, I'm going to work on my goals. I'm going to change my life goals. It's a new year. Okay. Now watch this. Just a few weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, Saturday, October 6th, we re-aired the same show. This is the third time we aired the show. And the emails and calls we got this time, Monica, was basically people are going through some things. They've been, you know, they've changed their goals. They've been working on things, but they were getting attacked. People were coming at them. Bills, everything and anything that could go wrong was going wrong. And I asked if you could come out to the show because we aired Changing Your Life Goals three times, December 23rd, March 20th, and October 6th. Now I want to talk to you, Monica, about when life hits hard. Because people are saying, hey, look, I listened to that show where you had Miss Monica Williams on there from the ministry Change Today. I'm working on my goals. What happens when, even though I'm trying to do the right thing, stuff is still coming at me? Touch on when life hits hard, when people are working on their life goals, Monica. And again, welcome to the Father Matters Show.
Thanks, Vance. Good to be back. I think the first thing is you have to stop and assess and recognize that you've been hit. Sometimes it feels like a Mack truck, a train. And the next workshop I'll be running is called The Boxing Ring of Life. And so we're working on that marketing material now. So I'll be doing it on Zoom and in person. But I think that's the biggest thing. Sometimes we just keep going and going and going. And I just feel like people are not stopping to assess, what did I just get hit with? So that's the first step, to really acknowledge and accept and embrace that something's going on, and just to slow down, and then we regroup. So that's the first step. Second step is you probably can't do it alone. I ran a workshop in June called Saying I Do to You and Your Purpose. And one of the steps in there that I talk about is you can't be siloed or soloed. Most of us need some support, and sometimes we're either ashamed or we think no one wants to hear it again because, okay, last month you needed this, this month you need that. But really, seek support. Maybe that's Father Matters, reach out to me, maybe a good friend, but just don't do this thing alone. So those are the first two steps, because it is, it's heavy. It's heavy for me. It's heavy for, I know, Vance and Father Matters. All of us moving toward our purpose, especially, you're going to get hit with stuff. So sometimes we get surprised, but the more you are moving up, the more you're going to get hit. So those are the first two steps I would say we need to look at.
And just before we got on air, we was talking, and because sometimes I meet people, like I'm speaking at a conference or I'm doing workshops. I run into people at my church. People see me and my wife and our kids. We're at some type of event. And for some reason, people look at me and think that I don't go through nothing. People think I don't have issues in my marriage. People think I don't have issues with my kids driving me crazy, or issues and problems within Father Matters, the ministry. And none of that is true. My wife and I have issues in our marriage. I have issues with my kids. I have issues with situations at Father Matters where we're doing workshops or staff trainings. We need to realize that all of us are going through something. But that is no reason for us to turn to the bottle, turn to drugs, turn to pornography. And like I said, when we were airing your show, Changing Your Life Goals, twice just this year, March 20th and October 6th, since December of last year, people was like emailing, they are motivated. But something about, is it maybe, look, next month is November, we're going into Thanksgiving, Christmas is coming. Could it be with the holidays coming? What are you seeing and hearing people say?
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I've seen a plethora of things, not just holiday. I've seen people who just, most importantly, aren't acknowledging that there's something going on. I think for individuals like us who run workshops, and I will get that information to Vance for anyone who wants to come or watch the Zoom, or if I can come out and speak about some of the other tips, but really being honest and authentic. I think even in my own life, and I've said that, I said, you know what, for me, I do much better. I said that on the show before, with people who are authentic. We are not, whether it's the church, in companies, we are just expecting people, I think, to just keep going, going, going. And that's why the mental health crisis is what it is. The rate of suicide, we'll use Anthony Bourdain and Kate Spade because they were designers and you know, he was a famous chef. I really believe if you listen to what people aren't saying, you're going to start hearing some of what they're really going through. And that's where the heart-to-heart whispers comes through in the workshops I do. But I really think, most importantly, we're not acknowledging that people do have stuff. But I think those of us who are in a place to provide support and provide resources, if we can say, you know what, I'm going through also, I think that's the first step. Because I think they think, like you said, people who do this or who are pastors, you just tell me to get over it and do better. But how did you? And I think the how is where we forget it. And I think just meeting people where they are, not where we think they should be, meeting them where they are. Someone calls and says to you, hey, I need prayer, or I need, you know, gas, or, okay, prayer is wonderful. Never stop praying. But when they tell you the real need, so often we push those things off. But let's start looking at the need.
And that's what you and I was talking about, too. You know, when people was going through some things, and it's like, you know, yeah, we need prayer. I need that prayer. But like sometimes it's like right now, you know, I need that $300-$400 to help with that rent. That's what people are feeling. You know, thank you for that prayer, but I need someone to get my child to school because my car didn't start for the last 2 days. You know, so, and then, you know, we've been getting a lot of calls, guys. This around the year, that September, early October, we get calls from guys who are, you know, they're supposed to have their kids for the holidays, and all of a sudden, you know, the mom didn't put them on the plane, or the father didn't bring the kids to the mom's house on time. What are some of the things that you can say to them from, basically, again, I'm going to call this again, when life hits hard?
I think, again, as you talk about, and again, I've shared, Vance has shared, neither of us have had a perfect, pretty life. I thank God for the grace that has happened between my daughter's father and I. But sometimes, and I'm going to talk to the women right now for a minute, because I've been there. I've been a woman when I first left the marriage. We didn't see my ex-husband for about 5 months, and I won't go into that story today. But what happened is, through prayer, through saying, you know what, and I never wanted her not to see her father. It's just so much had went on. I was holding on to the bitterness. He was holding on to the bitterness. We have got to remember, unless they're so unsafe, being harmed physically, that's still their father. She's still the mother. And if we can get beyond ourselves, it doesn't mean you have to stay in the same room. If it means like parenting or support classes that maybe Father Matters offers or some other agency offers, reach out to the court and say, look, because at the end of the day, more than likely, it's going to backfire on that other parent. It just may. I'm not going to say, I can't guarantee. But we have to stop and realize at the end of the day, kids need the parent. And sometimes we are so angry still, especially if they're dating someone new or we think they're bringing someone around. So let me speak to that really quickly. Do not bring anyone around your kid just because, but also don't get angry if they have someone new in their lives. So again, get yourself out of it and let's think about our kids.
You're listening to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims and my guest, my return guest today, founder, president of Change Today. Change Today for You or Change Today, Monica?
Change Today. The email is changetodayforyou@gmail.com.
Change Today, Monica Williams. And we're talking about when life hits hard. If you missed some of her shows in the past, go visit us at blogtalkradio.com. Go to fathermatters.org, or you can catch us nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging into blogtalkradio.com. We got soundcloud.com, but go back and listen to some of them archive shows, but definitely dig up Monica's show that was called Changing Your Life Goals. Now, Monica, you was talking about you wanted to talk to the women again. I do want you to get a little deeper with that right now. Because, you know, we got listeners all over the country. And again, this is today. It's about when life hits hard because people are going through stuff right now.
Yeah, and I can first speak to myself. Like I said, I even when I left the marriage the way I did for specific reasons, and I wouldn't go back to see the relationship now. People are like, wow. But I went to him and asked for forgiveness because I can't imagine coming home and your family gone and what that was like. I wouldn't change it. Let me put that out there. But women, we also have to realize, again, we want the best for our kids. And sometimes because he doesn't love us anymore or, again, what we think of ourselves is so critical. And that's a whole nother show. But when you begin to think of your value and your worth, you begin to not focus on him so much. You begin to focus on, one, again, wanting best for our children. But hear this, and I know it sounds crazy. For example, I can call my daughter's father now and say, how are you doing? Check on his mother. And we, every day I have to see him now pretty much. And we can be amicable, we laugh, but a lot of that is because, you know what? I know me and love me enough now that we're never going to be married again. But I've got a co-parent for about 4 or 5 more years, and I want it to be the best for Bria, my daughter. It's not so much about me anymore. And that's hard, but I think that's a first step.
And what about some of the parents right now, Monica? Because I get this a lot, and I come pretty hard at the workshops. Christmas is coming up. We're out here trying to put everything on credit cards without realizing once you go buy that $300-$400 toy for your child or children, $80 toy for your child or children, by January through March, if not February, that toy is broke up, thrown in a corner somewhere. But guess what? Here come that credit card bill. And here it come for 11 more months because we're getting that holiday high. And talk to people about this. This is what I always tell people. If you can't pay cash, you can't afford it. And letting your child or children hear the word no, not this time, not this year, or just no, period, it's okay. Them frowns will turn around because people, we're about to hit that season, Monica, and it's this financial debt because everybody's trying to spend what they don't have to impress people. Look, touch on that. I know you biting at the bit.
Yeah, and I would say even in my own life, you know, as I'm still building the business and going through some of the things I've gone through over the last couple of years, I haven't been able to give Bria some of the things that I would love to give Bria. And so, again, my ex-husband has stepped up. I've had some friends that have stepped up. And I have had to say, you know what? Mommy loves you. Some of the things you can do is be creative. I do a lot of writing and words so I can write poems and put books together or just do creative things. But, again, maybe you bake. Maybe you – because the most important thing is the quality time. It's not even the gift. It's the quality time. But I also think being honest – hey, this year, maybe we can't do this. Maybe we can do that. But also reach out to agencies who maybe are offering assistance. But the thing that I think we have to do is, again, realize the time with that child is most important. And then that quality time. Because, again, we have to be honest. Like Vance says, not just the credit cards, but, again, you've got to still live beyond that. But it's also teaching them a valuable lesson. And we've all had to learn it. I've had to learn it with Bria. But this year, it didn't take me long to learn it. Just force or choice. What is it going to be?
What would you say to the people that's getting ready for the holidays, the Thanksgiving exchanges with their child or children, the Christmas exchange? Monica, believe it or not, November through about February is the most highest rate of time of year when we get calls, we get emails. You know, the court said I was supposed to get my child or children, the mom or the dad, because it's both sides now, you know, didn't have my kids. Or when I went to go get them, knock on the door, no one was home. That anger, that rage, that rejection that's coming in.
Let me bring up the story that happened on Christmas Day last year, and I knew this family. Nigel, young boy who was he performed with my daughter at Value Theater, and the father, Evan Ross, had become this guru and a vegan and turned his life around. On Christmas Day, he had Nigel and the daughter that morning. By that evening, he had murdered Nigel, 10-month-old, and mom. From what we can gather, mom had gone to pick the kids up. He wanted them back. Right there on 16th Street and Camelback area here in Phoenix. And actually, we would have spent time with them. Their numbers are still on my phone. I haven't taken them out of my phone yet. So when I got the call from someone in Bria's life, and they're like, do you know Nigel? And I'm like, yeah, Bria performed with him at the Value Theater. Amazing young man. So I want to say this to men and women. I realize that holiday is important. But if you're on the phone and you sense they're agitated, they're heated, first of all, don't go by yourself. Don't go by yourself. Record the call. Ask someone to go with you. Please don't risk your life. In the beginning of my ex and I would take someone with me. But when I got to the point that I couldn't, I go to his house, but we still typically meet in the parking lots. So again, that child is most important. Don't let that anger. And it might mean a Christmas by yourself. I'd much rather you go through the law or have someone do it with you than get so angry that not only are now you taken out, but the kids are taken out. So really, and that's another workshop that we need to do and can talk about, but don't go it alone. Don't try and fight them because, again, you don't know, male or female, and I'm not just talking, it may not just be a male, it may be a female. Use precaution. Always think ahead if you can, but hearing that story, it has stuck with me, and like I said, we would have spent time with this family, and it could have been me and Bria with them.
And what about people who are going to be spending holidays alone? You know, not just so much the custody issues. You know, I know people who lost their spouse 2-3 years ago. And like when the holidays come, you know, life is hitting. You know, people are calling and reaching out. Hey, just checking on you, see how you're doing. But when you hang up that phone, you're at home with your family. It was great that you called. But, you know, him or her are in an apartment or a house by themselves, and it feels like a mansion, because also holiday time is a very happy time, but also it's one of the most depressed times during the year.
Yeah, and I would say, like I said, it's been a rough year. I lost my dad when I first spoke on the show. I'd lost my dad. I'm still dealing with that, so every holiday is much tougher. But if there's someone you can spend some time with, let them know in advance, hey, I may be by myself. Let it be those ride or die people, if you will, who even that morning, if you say, I can't tell you if I want to go now, say, okay, can I call you that morning? But also be okay with, if you get to that morning and you just can't do it, be okay. But I also want to speak to the people who are supporting those people, because sometimes people are like, I asked you to come and you couldn't come. I'm upset. I'm trying to help you. When you are going through something, and I can speak to this, I've got some people who I'm like, I can call anytime, anywhere, anyhow, and they're like, okay with how I am that day. But I've also got friends who are like, you didn't call me. Those friends right now are a little more difficult, because if I'm having a day, I can't be what you want me to be that day. So be a friend enough to say, you know what? Even if you don't answer the phone, I'm going to call and check on you today. I might even do a drive-by, if you will, and pop over. Even if you don't let me fully in the door, I just want you to know I'm here. So really, if you're going through, be okay with where you are, but also have a number ready. If you decide the party's at 5, if at 4:15 you decide I'm going to go ahead and go. But also, again, if you're supporting someone, and I've learned this over the last few years more than anything, and they can't be there. Someone got upset with me because they wanted to take me to something. I thought I was going to get to go, but I just couldn't. I wasn't feeling it that day of. Well, for months, she was holding on to this. And I said, you've been holding on to that? But I told her, I am sorry. I'm not trying to be mean or rude. This is just where it is right now for me. So we've got to be honest and authentic with ourselves. But we also, again, meet people where they are. Now, if it's suicidal or you feel like they are, that's a different story. But you should hopefully know them well enough to gauge it. But that's what I would say if you're going to be alone for the holidays. But also try and reinvent some things that are you're going to enjoy. Maybe find a place you can go have dinner with by yourself, because if nothing else, you've got to learn to be with you. The kids may not always be around, and you may not always have a spouse or that loved one. You still got to be with you at the end of the day, and some of us have struggled with that. That's, I think, important as well.
And also, reach out to us at Father. Go to the website, fathermatters.org. Give us a call at 602-774-3298. That's 602-774-3298. We got some great workshops coming up. We're winding down November and December, but we're gearing up for the first of the year, 2019. Monica, you got some big things coming up for early 2019. Let us know what's going on.
Like I said, actually in 18, I'll be running, the next workshop is the boxing ring of life. And it's just what Vance is talking about. It's that you get down, you get up, you get down, you get up. How we get up is critical. Who gets up with us? And if we get up, there are some people who have made that decision. But I guarantee you, if you can just hold on, and I tell you, as Vance said, there are days when it is a struggle. But if you have that one person in your life, and again, I really want to speak to people, supporting people going through. Like Vance said, prayers are good, especially for those of us who are in the body of Christ or believers. Prayer is good. God never leaves us. But if someone is coming to you in something tangible, and maybe you're like, I shouldn't do that, or doesn't make sense, or try and listen again to where they are and what the need is. And if you can, sometimes go above and beyond, or just take the step and help them out. If you don't feel like you can, maybe refer them back to somewhere else. But let's not let people. I was at a conference, the Phenomenal Women Empowerment Network, another resource, and the message was leap together. And what they said was so critical. It was all women's conference. But they said, if you know your sister or brother is going through something and you just sit back, then you're really kind of responsible also for some of, you're not responsible because it's not your life, but because if you know and you can meet that need. But too many of us, Vance and listeners, are just doing our thing. We're just saying, get over it, move forward. And we are not listening to people. I really believe if you listen to what people are not saying, and we start taking time to really, how are you, and really let them talk, more and more people are going to be talking, and we're going to see less suicide, I believe. I believe we're going to just really, really know that people are there and not just playing games to say they're there.
Monica, how can the listeners get in touch with you? Where can they go to get in touch with you and maybe have you come out, do some speaking engagements for some agencies, churches, or organizations?
Yeah, same thing. As Vance said, you have challenges. Some of the people that I was using before, I had to kick to the curb. So right now, still email changetodayforyou@gmail.com. The number is 602-507-2600, and I would love to be able to come out if you need that.
So for those people who listen to the Change in Your Life Goals radio show that we did together, but they're struggling or they're getting hit left and right by anything and everything, give me 30 seconds. What can you tell them?
If you're listening today, you're still here, you're still breathing, heart still breathing or beating, don't give up. These are words I say in a lot of my workshops. It was told to me, but I'm going to tell it to you. You're valuable. You're important. You're precious. You're special, and you're significant. Make the call. Vance put out Father Matters numbers. You have my number and email. Let's pull together. Maybe it's a team on your job. You may have employees. Maybe it's not just your family. Contact Vance, contact me. Let's do some workshops for the holiday to help those people feel more encouraged. But again, no solo or no silo. If there's somewhere safe you feel and someone you can talk to them. But if you're the one supporting, please don't not answer the phone or push people away. If you can't help, refer them to someone else that can.
Monica, thank you for coming down to the headquarters. I know we couldn't make it at the station. We were able to put everything together, and thank you again for coming, and and just being available to all the listeners out there. And thank you for tuning into the Father Matters Show. So send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel, who's back at the station while we're doing this live. I appreciate everything about you, Jeremy. Look here. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.